भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
What verse is on there? Is that 5 or 6 up there? That's 6. So I'll read text number 5 and then we'll do 6 together.
Sri Deva Uchu Kimnu Tadhus Chajam Brahman Pungsang Bhutanu Kampinam Bhavad Vidhanam Mahatam Punya Shloke Jakarmanam.
Translation. The demigods replied, O exalted Brahmana, pious persons like you, whose activities are praiseworthy, are very kind and affectionate to people in general. What can't such pious souls give for the benefit of others? They can give everything, including their bodies. Please repeat.
Nunam svartha paro loko na veda parasankatam yadi veda naya cheta niti naha yadishvaraha. Nunam svartha paro loko na veda parasankatam yadi veda naya cheta niti naha yadishvaraha. Nunam svartha paro loko na veda parasankatam yadi veda naya cheta niti naha yadishvaraha. Nunam svartha paro loko na veda parasankatam yadi veda naya cheta niti naha yadishvaraha. Nunam svartha paro loko na veda parasankatam yadi veda yaya cheta niti naha yadishvaraha. Sangadam
ladies.
Nunam svartha paro loko na veda parasankatam yadi veda yaya cheta niti naha yadishvaraha.
Nunam certainly. Svartha pada interested only in sense gratification. In this life or the next.
Loka,
materialistic people in general.
Na,
not.
Veda,
no.
Parashankatam,
the pain of others.
Yadi,
if.
Veda,
no.
Na,
not.
Yacheta,
would ask.
Na,
no.
Iti,
thus.
Na aha,
does not say.
Yat,
since.
Ishvaraha,
able to give charity. Translation and purports by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Those who are too self-interested beg something from others, not knowing of others' pain. But if the beggar knew the difficulty of the giver, he would not ask for anything. Similarly, he who is able to give charity does not know the beggar's difficulty, for otherwise he would not refuse to give the beggar anything he might want as charity. Please repeat. Those who are too self-interested beg something from others, not knowing of others' pain. But if the beggar knew the difficulty of the giver, he would not ask for anything. Similarly, he who is able to give charity does not know the beggar's difficulty, for otherwise he would not refuse to give the beggar anything he might want as charity. Purport. This verse describes two people, one who gives charity and one who begs for it. A beggar should not ask charity from a person who is in difficulty. Similarly, one who is able to give charity should not deny a beggar. These are the moral instructions of the Shastra. Chanakya Pandit says, San nimite varang tyago vinashe niyate sati. Everything within this material world will be destroyed, and therefore one should use everything for good purposes. If one is advanced in knowledge, he must always be prepared to sacrifice anything for a better cause. At the present moment, the entire world is in a dangerous position under the spell of a godless civilization. The Krishna consciousness movement needs many exalted, learned persons who will sacrifice their lives to revive God consciousness throughout the world. We therefore invite all men and women advanced in knowledge to join the Krishna consciousness movement and sacrifice their lives for the great cause of reviving the God consciousness of human society. Om Gyanati Virandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshur Malitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Mukham Krodhi Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yadkivadam Hamvande Sri Gurum Dina Tarinum. So this, we're reading now how the Dichi Muni is very nicely instructing the demigods. And as we read earlier, he had every intention to give himself or give his charity, give charity in the form of his body. But just to sort of play with the demigods and to hear their instructions, he toyed with them a bit. We'll just take a minute out here. Jai Sisi Rukmini Dwarkanath Ki Jai. Jaya Rukmini Dwarkanath, Rukmini Dwarkanath, Rukmini Dwarkanath, Rukmini Dwarkanath. So the instruction here is that Srila Prabhupada points out that this verse describes two types of people, one who gives charity and one who begs for it. And as Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, yagya dana tapakriyad, that austerity, charity, and sacrifice should never be given up. they should always be performed because of the purifying effects. So if one is able to give charity, certainly one should give it. Although the Sankirtan devotees have experience how when you ask someone for a contribution for a book, it's amazing how so many people are broke. It's astounding how they have no money. But if you watch them, shortly afterward they'll go into some place and come out with their hands full. Or sometimes if the devotee is very expert, he can get them to reach into their pocket, and lo and behold, they have 20s. They have plenty of Lakshmi to surrender. So someone might say, well, this is not, how can you harass a person like this? But the devotee, because they're engaged in a devotional service, they can ask charity of anyone. Even if it's a beggar in the street. Sometimes, just out of fun, if you go in different places in India, you'll have so many persons asking for charity. And if you turn around and ask them, it's amusing. It's just fun. But it's amusing to see how they react. What? You're asking me? I'm the beggar. But the fact is that the devotees can ask charity of everyone. Neither do they reject it artificially. Anasaktasya vishayan yataraham upayunjita. The Nectar Devotion describes that one should not reject artificially or without knowledge, without knowing its relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Renunciation is not complete. In other words, because the devotees are engaging everything in the Lord's service, to accept charity or to even reject something as unnecessary, because again, the devotee's life, and as the Dichi here is proving himself, one should only accept those material necessities which are needed to advance in Krishna consciousness, in God consciousness. Yavararta prayojanam. There is one statement Srila Prabhupada uses that for the devotees, one can accept material necessities to that which is needed, to the limit which is needed for execution of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, if someone gives a contribution, we use what we need for basic maintenance, and the balance we use for executing Krishna consciousness, employing it in Krishna's service. Srila Prabhupada is a prime example of that. How he could travel around the world in very opulent settings, but at the same time, lived very simply and austerely. I remember in Dallas seeing, or even in Vrindavan, you see in his quarters, in Dallas also in his quarters, they have some of Srila Prabhupada's personal possessions, but in Vrindavan also. And you see very, very simple, a not very complicated life. But at the same time, was managing and maintaining hundreds and thousands of devotees and temples. So, charity should be also given to those who are worthy. And again, the best example is the devotee of the Lord. Because when that charity is given, that charity is employed in the Lord's service. Chanakya Pandit, Srila Prabhupada points out here, states that everything within this material world will be destroyed, and therefore one should use everything for good purposes. In due course, everything has to be given up. And Didichi Muni here is setting the example that this body has to be given up at a certain point, so let me use it in a higher service for a greater good. When Lord Shiva was employed also by the demigods to save the universe. In the eighth canto, there's a very nice description how the demigods were being affected by the poison which was produced of the churning of the demigods and demons. So many poisons were produced. The demigods implored Lord Shiva to save the universe. And after offering very nice prayers, Lord Shiva was explaining to his wife, Bhavani, that the devotees of the Lord are very compassionate, feel great compassion for those who are in suffering conditions. And Shukadeva Goswami explains, Tapyante lokatapena sarva prayasojana paramaradananta dhi purushasya kilatmana, that the devotees of the Lord almost always voluntarily accept suffering on behalf of the suffering conditioned souls within the universe. Just as here again, Didichi's setting a very nice example that the demigods were in great distress, so he's prepared to sacrifice. So also the great personalities, they're also voluntarily accepting suffering. And this is considered the highest method of worshiping the personality of Godhead. So sometimes devotees have to undergo a little bit of austerity. But they're voluntarily taking on that austerity for the satisfaction of the personality of Godhead. It's not that we're interested in just suffering or getting some sort of material benefit, monetary or whatever. But they're sacrificing because they're seeing that the need of the day is Krishna consciousness. There's a great need for it in the society. People are engaged in so many horrible works which are causing suffering to so many innocent people. So to relieve them, the devotees undergo all sorts of, even voluntarily, austerities in order to make Krishna consciousness available. So they're willing to make a sacrifice. Srila Prabhupada points out in the Bhagavad Gita that sacrifice has to also be there, because that sacrifice, it purifies one's existence. The idea is that we want to become purified. We're not sacrificing. Of course, the materialists are also sacrificing, but their sacrifice is just for some material gain. Their intent is to increase their sense gratification. So instead of becoming happy by it, they're becoming more and more distressed. So sacrifice is there to purify one's existence, and when that existence is purified, the finer tissues of memory, Srila Prabhupada points out, the finer tissues of memory are sanctified. And when that memory is sanctified, one thinks of liberation. You automatically begin thinking beyond the box, so to speak. Because now our consciousness, at least mine, is so disturbed by material desires and constantly harassed that there's no time for thinking of higher subject matter. How do I even get free from all of this? There's not even a thought of that. The general thinking is, how do we increase the sense gratification, because that'll ease the suffering. But it's not the solution. As Lord Rishabhadev, karmatmika yena sharira bhanda. It's because the consciousness is colored, and that coloration is due to so many material activities and catering to so many material desires, that the consciousness is covered. It becomes disturbed. So there's no room, so to speak, there's no room for thinking of becoming freed altogether from this, Srila Prabhupada writes, this material tabernacle. We're just like a rat in a cage, right? Sometimes they have these little, what do they call those little, rodents that run around in circle in that little toy? Hamster. My daughter used to have a hamster. And you could watch, we had this little toy, that little wheel, that it would run around and around and around. And until finally they get a heart attack and they die, because that's what happened. So the material world is like that. We're just like hamsters in a cage, and we're running round and round and round. So there's no time to think that there's something beyond that cage, beyond that, beyond the limitations of this material world, because it's all in all. But if one is advanced, as Prabhupada writes here, if one is advanced in knowledge, he must always be prepared to sacrifice anything for a better cause. The point is to be advanced in knowledge. And as Chanakya Pandit writes, knowledge is the ornament of everything. we can have so many qualities and so many abilities and so many necessities and etc. But all of those are for naught if you don't know how to use it, if you don't have the knowledge how to employ it. So knowledge, as he explains, is the ornament of everything. And that real knowledge is the purpose of the Sankirtan movement established by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Lord Chaitanya's mission is to give people real knowledge. And Jiva Goswami explains that real knowledge, it's awakened by diksha, meaning that one should approach a bona fide spiritual master. Because again, when knowledge is there, one is prepared to and knows what to do for the better cause. Real knowledge. I may think I'm very intelligent, but I know from personal experience that I've made so many foolish mistakes. And it's not... which means that it's I'm not very intelligent. Meaning that real knowledge means to act in Krishna consciousness. It means to act on behalf of Krishna and the order of the spiritual master. It's not for anything else. At the present moment, Prabhupada writes here, the entire world is in a dangerous position under the spell of a godless civilization. Again, there's no interest in liberation in the world. People are more interested in developing their material sense gratification in whatever form. And they employ thousands and thousands of people, thousands and thousands of man hours, consultants, etc., how to develop this world of sense gratification to the maximum. So the society, as Prabhupada writes here, it's in a very dangerous position. And people don't see their danger. They don't see, as we've heard many, many times, but it's always nice to hear, how danger is always there. And you could be driving down the road or wherever, you could be doing this or doing that, and it all comes to an end in a flash, in a moment. Just a little bit of inattentiveness on the road, and just like we were driving yesterday or with the other day from San Francisco Rath Yatra. And at some point, the road, the traffic got very heavy, and we had to stop. And Sir Das was driving, and he stopped. But this car behind us, you could see it. It was just barreling. It was coming. I was looking in the rearview mirror, and I was waiting for this car to hit us in the rear. And then in the last moment, the driver woke up or something, I don't know. But he veered off and went off to the side of the road. So that is the situation in the material world. It's very precarious. It's a very dangerous position. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada writes, the Krishna consciousness movement needs many exalted, learned persons. There's a great need, and anyone who comes to Krishna consciousness is certainly exalted. They're actually very exalted. They are the exalted persons. And they're very intelligent. And there's very few, as Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam Sahasra, there's very few. Therefore, they have a great challenge. There's a great need. And this Krishna consciousness movement, as established by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, needs such exalted persons who are prepared to sacrifice their lives to revive God consciousness throughout the world. It's a great challenge. Who is prepared to have someone come up to you and ask you, can you please give me your body? I need to use it for my work. Can you please die so I can use you? So to make that sort of a sacrifice, certainly one has to be very exalted and very intelligent, just as here, the Dichi understood that there's a better purpose at hand. There's also a logic statement to that effect, that one should do which is that which is most important at hand. So at hand, right now, is it's important for us to become Krishna conscious and to make Krishna consciousness available. So it means sacrificing. And Srila Prabhupada here is inviting all men and women advanced in knowledge to join the Krishna consciousness movement and sacrifice their lives for the great cause of reviving the God consciousness of human society. Sarvabhuta hite rata, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that welfare activities, the highest welfare activities are those which are within Krishna consciousness, because they're actually activities which are meant to help all living beings. The welfare activities of the Krishna consciousness movement are the highest welfare activities. We can do so many other things here and there, but to give someone an opportunity for Krishna consciousness is the highest and most important. So in the coming verses here, Srila Prabhupada points this out over and over, and we won't jump too far ahead, but there's some great purports that describe that point and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is to make Krishna consciousness available. And it requires a few good men and women. So, and there are any questions or comments? We're looking for a few good men, right? That one picture. I cannot say. I can't repeat it. I will not repeat it here. Help! Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.